there's so many things I want to talk about in here. Let's just talk about what's the highlight of this book for you, and like, what do you think is one of the most important things and the highlight of the book for yourself?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't have a single highlight, but something that was a very satisfying continuous thread, I think, that runs throughout the book that seemed to sit really well with readers, but also it really felt good and felt like it made sense and it felt me as I was writing it. And that is the blend of deep spirituality and humor and a touch of science, but optimism as well. It's definitely got an optimistic outlook. And that's because that's what life is for me. Despite all the problems, I'm absolutely optimistic about what this all means. And I think it's the blend of those things. You've got the spiritual side of it, you've got the psychology, you've got humor, science, and optimism, and all those blended into one sat really comfortably as I was writing it and just sort of flowed out of me. And I've had feedback from readers that reinforces that. So without citing a single highlight, the mixture of those worked really well for me. And, I mean, there are certain things that I was laughing my head off as I was writing. There's one section where I talk about the primitive man who conceives of automobiles and he tries to tell his buddies about it. That's quite funny. And then there's another one with you're having a dinner party and at your dinner table you've got skeletons sitting around the dinner table. So it's it contains very powerful messages.
Talk about what you mean by that. I mean, that's a pretty powerful image. It reminds me of the Monty Python scene in The Meaning of Life where the Grim Reaper comes to dinner. So what happens at your dinner table with all the Mr. Reaper, I do say that's very rude, pronouncing that we're all dead.
Well, actually, it's not just my dinner table. It's everyone's dinner table. And another thing that comes to mind as I'm about to say this is the yin yang symbol and about the mystery of or the darkness of the unseen. And we look in the mirror every day and we see the seen, which is our face, but behind that is a skull. Behind that is a skeleton. But we don't sort of tend to think of that, and that's another little clue or metaphor for life is that we don't tend to focus too much on the unseen. And I'm suggesting throughout the book that therein lies the cause of a lot of our drama. So what I'm suggesting is So what I'm suggesting throughout the book is to look at the unseen. And that will help the stuff that we do see. That will help the day-to-day. But, yeah, back to the skeletons. If you don't just think of the scene, which is, you know, face, hair, clothes, and you think of the unseen, there's a skeleton there. We're all skeletons. I know it sounds very funny, but we're all skeletons.
Right. It's so kind of a better,
the next time,
like an... Go ahead.
So the next time you or me or our listeners are sitting around their dinner table, they could, if they remember to, they could pause and go, there's skeletons sitting around my dinner table and I'm one of them.
Oh, my God.